League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry, The Usual Suspects till 4 right here on ESPN 97.5 as we continue to roll on. We had been talking about the NFL draft. We have some calls lined up that want to get in on the NFL draft. Adam, you've been waiting a while, so let's get you in without further ado. What's on your mind, my man? Adam, yep. Go. We are go for Adam.
Yeah. You just clicked me over.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing much. I just want to play devil's advocate for the quarterback conversation for the first round.
Okay.
All right, so I think that's the most missed on position in any draft ever is quarterback evaluation. Take last year, for example. If you're the Texans, you take Dak Prescott or Will Fuller in the first round.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so if these teams are wanting a quarterback, I think a lot of them are thinking for putting behind somebody. So they want that fifth-year option, which you only get in the first round.
Correct.
Now, I can definitely see somebody like Cleveland has a lot of picks. They could move back into the first round and get a quarterback if you know they're not going like everybody thinks they are. But if you see them coming off the board, you're going to have to pull the trigger if you want that fifth-year option on the quarterback that you're actually wanting or targeting.
Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned that a couple times, Adam, to be honest with you, that 30-second slot is a slot you'll see a team move up just to get a quarterback because they want that fifth-year option if the guy turns out to be one of their starters or franchise guy or whatever. So, yeah, a lot of times you'll see teams move up and do that now. Whether the Browns want to spend those assets or not, you know, or they think that the – because I think you still have to look at the value too, is do you give up those assets just to get a fifth year on a guy that may not be good? Like,
right.
Would that have helped with Johnny Manziel if they had moved up to 32 and grabbed him and had that fifth-year option? No. So you still have to look at value on a guy.
It's kind of like poker. You're putting out your idea of, you know, your – I can't remember what it's like, the probability of your bet based on what you think is going to happen down on, you know, the turn in the river. So you're forecasting. So if you think this quarterback is going to be something good, you know, you definitely pull the trigger. Because, like I said, nobody knows these quarterbacks. Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott. I mean, you can go up and down the drafts of several years and find guys that are pulled later that, you know, make it in the league and have really good careers. I mean, Andy Dalton, I think, what, you see a second or third round pick. So the evaluations of these guys is off every year. So you're not sure. So I think you're forecasting, hey, if we hit on this guy, we're going to, you know, let's go ahead and bet on this that he's going to be worth taking. And if you hit, guess what? You paid yourself that.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Adam.
I mean, it's an imperfect science.
Yep.
And of every position in the draft, the quarterback is the one that is as imperfect as any. I mean, people are going to overanalyze. And this year, no matter if they're accurate draft prognosticators or not, most people have said it's just a very down year for the quarterback position in a draft.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, it's such an inexact science. Mm-hmm. Especially if you look at mock drafts. I mean, the way that, like, you could pick up whichever one you think is the best source, it's not going to be close. Once you get outside of 4 or 5, things start changing and teams start to press, or maybe there's, you don't know what dialogue is going on in the war room. I mean, there's all kind of things that go into changing. People panic at the last minute and, I'll just get Pat Mahomes at 12. I mean, you don't, so you hope that you don't reach, but you hope that you're making good decisions. And so what I was saying earlier, I mean, what we agreed upon, value. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to say, all right, this guy is the best value at this slot. And it is an inexact science, but boy, there's a lot of scouts that make a lot of money to take away some of the unknowns in this inexact science of drafting. So,
and the point too in the quarterbacks is, in years past, especially like take last year's draft, the top two picks at the quarterback position were pretty much solidified as being top five picks. And then everybody else from there was going to be somewhere down the line to where Carson Wentz, you know, Jared Goff. And then from there, it was kind of like, you know, depending on need. And like you said, how teams react and or if they're reactionary or if they're sticking to their game plan, things change. Here, it's like they're interchangeable because Kaiser, a month or so ago, was rumored to be one of the top two quarterbacks and a first-round pick. Now he slid. Mahomes has come and basically taken his spot and is rising. Trubisky now suddenly is the guy that's going to possibly be in the top 15, whereas before it could have been Deshaun Watson. So, I mean, it seems like these guys are all interchangeable, whereas in years past, there's a clear-cut one and two, and then everybody else.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I don't know what else to add to it. That's pretty accurate.
Cool. All right, Jeff, you're on up next. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I'm going to be brief. I just wanted to say I want to give a genuine thank you to Barry for what he's going to do in LaGrange. I myself was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis a couple years ago, and it's kind of hard to connect and empathize with people when you're not actually going through it. It's almost like labor. I can't tell a woman what it feels like or really understand how it feels to have a baby. But more than anything, I just want to say thank you. This disease it's crippling. It's mentally and physically challenging. I personally went completely blind in my right eye. I lost my ability to talk and walk without assistance. And as I stand here, or as I sit here in my car talking to you guys now, I can articulate myself. I can speak. I have 20/20 vision, and I'm going to actually myself be riding this weekend coming up.
Dude, that's cool.
The money that's raised through this, man. And I'm going to tell you, man, it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of people that don't have the mental fortitude. And one, I don't hide the fact that I'm a faithful person. I believe in God, and I know without Him and through these trials and tribulations and the medicine, I wouldn't be where I am today. But the money that's raised through this fundraiser, this money isn't used to pad people's pockets. They're genuinely using it to advance medicine, because I used to have to take shots every other day in my arm, legs, butt, and stomach. And now I take one pill a day, and that's because they've been able to advance medicine and let us live our best lives. So I just want to say genuinely, man, thank you. I hope that you enjoy yourself. It's a very diverse group of people, and maybe who knows? I mean, I haven't rode a bike since I was in high school, and the reality of it is I'm getting ready to make this trek. You may want to compete and ride next year. I shouldn't say compete, because it's not a competition, but participate. It does a lot for you, whether it's for a good cause, whether you want to lose weight, whatever it is. You're going to see people from all facets of life, big, tall. I want to be PC with how I reference people, but yeah. Big, tall, old, young, the whole gambit. And that's kind of when I went to volunteer my first time when I couldn't ride. I went to volunteer the year before, and it's an amazing time. So I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate you even taking the time out to host the party and even be involved.
Man, Jeff, it's my pleasure. First of all, you're a strong dude, man. That is what you're talking about. That's amazing. And you know what? I'm going to consider it now. I wasn't even considering it after the conversation, but I'm not going to promise it. But I'll tell you that
I'll talk to him, man.
No, no. I honest to God, I mean, what you said is very inspirational. And I think I need to look at that and consider myself lucky. And if I can ride and help as well, I might just do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you decide, I'm local. I'm riding by myself this year. I have a lot of people supporting me, but I just don't want to hold everyone back. But if you decide, hey, man, come on and join my team.
Dude, that'd be great. I wish I could.
Text to 713-780-ESPN and then Barry can get your information
just
that way.
No one else will see it. Okay. Just send me your info, Jeff.
713-780-3776.
Appreciate the call,
problem,
Jeff.
Man. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot,
Thank
man.
You. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Jeff. Right. You too. Well, I'll tell you what. That's when I say that it's not real life. It's just sports. That's a real hero right there. That's a guy that's championed life. You know?
Yeah. Couldn't
like
ride
that.
And he's riding now?
Lost sight in his... It couldn't speak. Lost sight in one eye, and now he's riding and speaking. And man, more power to him. That's awesome.
That's a badass right there.
If that doesn't motivate you people, I don't know what.
Yeah, I know. It kind of, you know, sitting here listening to him say that, not only did it give me chills, but it was like, well, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah. I mean, he had really good delivery with the way he said it, too. I mean, it did sound very inspirational.
Not to mention when he texts you back, have him cut the promos to our show, for God's sake. Yeah. The dude's got some pipes.
He does got some pipes.
My God, who I'm smitten.
Jeez. You guys doing anything with your day?
All right. Can you pump me? Ooh. Can I ride on your handlebars?
Your chain needs oiling. Of course, so does your day in sports.
Nice.
That was great, man. Jeff, thanks for the call, man. And good luck with the ride, too, because, like we said, that's no walk in the park. That's a grueling experience. So
yeah,
knock that out. That's impressive.
I guess I'm going to have to start training.
You got a bike?
I don't even have a bike. No, I can ride my wife's bike. It's pink.
I got a mountain bike.
It's pink. It got a banana seat.
I got a mountain bike, but like literally my boy Tony, like I said, the equipment guy for the Rockets, you go all out with a road bike with those thin tires and it's serious, man.
Yeah. Maybe somebody, because those are expensive, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm cheap.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe
maybe
we can find a sponsor that can help me with a bike. And if that's the case, I'll do it.
I'm pretty sure you're not getting your road bike at Wally World.
No, I don't. No, I don't want to do that. But maybe we can find someone that will help me. If I could get a bike that I don't have to pay for, how about that? I'll say that. If I can get a bike that I don't have to pay for, I'll definitely ride. I'll train and do it.
So Barry won't be doing the MS-150 anytime soon, but the thought is there.
If I have to buy it myself, there's a much better chance now that Jeff called. It's still iffy.
It's the thought that counts. Barry will consider the MS-150 as we move forward.
I really might do it. I'm telling you, that call hit me.
Nick's going to be previewing fifth-round NFL draft picks in the next segment based on his promise on Twitter. We still have plenty more to get to, including Nick smirking more between now and 4, just to get under Barry's skin. But we want you to be a part of the show. We appreciate you guys always chiming in. Twitter's always a hot spot, but we can get you any which way. We just mentioned how to get us on Twitter. On text message. You can also call or hit us up on social media. We're here till 4, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4 on The Usual Suspects. We covered crop dusting, but we still have to get to the stealth bombing. Or something close to it.
Stealthing.
As you've done some research,
God,
on that.
Horrible.
Not surprising.
Not what I thought it was going to be at all.
Where did this suggestion come from?
On text. Someone asked my opinion on stealthing, and I didn't know what it was. And so when I Googled it, New York Post had an article that just says, stealthing is the newest dangerous sex trend. And so I thought it was kind of like a move. You know what I mean? Or like...
I thought it was a position.
Position, right?
Yeah, or I thought it may have been when you sneak in an extra, digit or something. I have no idea. I don't know how to put that. Like, it's like where you... I don't know.
I'm just going to dump everything you say in this segment. You're not even going to go over the air this
I'm
segment.
I'm trying to... Every day we end up on this, and it's not our fault because the listeners are texting us.
They're asking.
Yeah. Okay. So what stealthing is essentially, from the article I read, and I, in a nutshell.
Oh, I see what you did there.
All right.
Okay.
It's basically where the dude is having sex with a chick or another dude, and he's using a condom, and he sneaks the condom off.
During the act.
But keeps having sex, and then he finishes and without the condom. And so there's people that condone this. There's like this group of dudes that condone this and think it's cool. They think basically what the article said is they think it's a man's right to spread his seed.
And it's called stealthing, right?
And it's called stealthing, and it's just essentially the act of taking the condom off without telling the woman or the man.
So it's basically Mav feeling the need for seed.
I'm going to let you.
Is that not right?
I'm going to let you have that one.
The need to plant your seed.
I'm going
to
let you have that one.
Here's the deal. I'll be over here
if you need me.
Okay.
I also read that it's in both the straight and gay community.
That's why I said woman or man. Yeah. I'm saying both. Are you listening to the show, Nick?
Well, you said woman or man makes it gay.
Are you
too?
High? I knew you were high.
Women. No. I figured it'd
I
be
said
like
it's when women a, man,
with the, a woman with the opposite sex and a man with the opposite sex. That's what
well,
I figured.
How do you stealth as a woman with another woman? That's just scissoring. Like, I don't know. How do you stealth unless you're both using dental dams? I don't know how you stealth with two women. I don't know how you stealth with two women. It's basically when a dude is having sex with a man or a woman with a condom on, and he sneaks the condom off.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
There's just some things that you...
Is that a crime? That's a crime.
They're saying that they're trying to have this put on the books as a crime. Some of the victims of it have, you know... They're not sure how to categorize it because they say
it's going to be impossible to prove. Probably
this lady Rebecca, who is a doctoral student, was working at a rape crisis hotline. She said Rebecca noticed when she was receiving more and more calls about women being stealthed. Their stories often start the same way. Rebecca said, "I'm not sure if this is rape, but," and then they would go into what happened. Obviously they feel violated. They didn't really have the vocabulary to describe it other than stealthing. And one person said that they called it kind of rape adjacent, where it's not they're not saying it's rape, but it's something akin to that because they didn't agree to that or consent to it. They consented to safe sex, but yeah, I mean, you think about that. There's guys that may not know that they have anything that are out there doing this that could be, I mean, you could be ruining people's lives.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so it's essentially not a crime unless you someone contracts something or you literally plant a seed and have a baby on them.
There's a call that says, or a quote that says, "At its best, such a law would clearly respond to and affirm the harm victims report by making clear that stealthing doesn't just feel violent." But they're trying to put something on the books that addresses this.
It's going to be so hard because I think that what bothers me the most about this is that I think it's going to be so hard to prove that it's a crime when it's consensual sex, you know.
This is the last paragraph in the article. In January, a Swiss court convicted a man of rape after he took off his condom without telling his partner. The court concluded that the woman would have said no to sex if she knew the condom would be removed. And that's I believe that. I think there are people out there. I mean, as a guy, you know, I think that you have to respect that. If someone wants to have sex with you, but on the condition that it's safe sex with a condom. Or no sex at all. You can't just go now and stealth and do that. I mean, that's violating that agreement, basically. That's terrible. What? People are so weird. Like, I just, oh, God.
I'm Dude, telling you.
Why you got to be like that?
I mean, literally, what is the motivation behind it? I mean, thrilling? Is that like, what goes through people's minds? How that, and like you said, you could ruin people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, you could give someone AIDS. You could have a baby.
Right.
Now they have to make the decision, can I keep this baby? Do I want this baby?
Am I forced to, like, drop out of school and get a job? Or,
I'll never be able to make another Rockets game. Like, there's all those. All right. That's a callback to the first hour.
If I'm pregnant and I can't have dollar beers.
Yeah. Runs it.
Terrible.
It runs.
But you can double up on the nachos.
That's true.
And the hot dogs, right?
And then you can have 12 rules about visiting your baby, like that dumbass from my Facebook yesterday.
That was hilarious.
I read that to my wife, who's a nurse, and she basically confirmed what Josh Rapp and some others were saying, that does this lady know her baby's going to be sick the whole time? Mm-hmm. Once she gets out into the real world and has to go to school, she's going to be sick all the time. That's how you build up their immune system. Yeah. Ben wants to talk about stealthing. Ben, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Doing all right. Just, hanging in here at work. But that was me a minute ago and also that texted about that guy calling. That was a pretty amazing phone call that you called in with.
Yeah, it was. Jeff, yeah, but, that was it's touching.
Yeah. But anyway, it's not necessarily stealthing. It's just something, I guess, similar to it. Have you guys heard of the David Blaine?
Yes.
Yeah, where it's kind of similar, I guess, where you don't rip the condom off, but you, as you're having sex, you slide out and let somebody else come in, and then you run around to the window and wave at her. And then so she thinks it's you and then turns around and sees you outside.
Yes, I've heard that called the magician.
Oh, well, same thing, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that one was pretty good. That one, a little more, I guess, sexual harassment, or I guess if you want to go rapey as well.
Yeah, that's way
but,
worse.
But neither one are something that I plan on trying, but both make, I guess, for interesting conversation.
I think one of them is just meant to be a joke, and no one actually does it, and the other one is hopefully a crime one day. I don't know.
A sexual epidemic that's terrorizing the world.
Yeah, that's really... It's terrible. Appreciate the call, Ben. Thanks, man.
Do you?
I think he just wanted to bring up the magician.
Yeah, I'm creeped out. I'm completely creeped out.
You've never heard of the magician?
He was a bit too giddy about that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, well, there's a ton of those. There's like the magician. There's the Who's the Boss, or it's called the Tony Danza. You don't know what that one is?
No, I'm happy I don't know what any of these are.
It's basically, they're all made up. No one's doing this. There's the Spider-Man. This is all like the Cleveland Steamer. It's all that. All of these.
Golly, Barry.
He's just rolling them off like no. They're flavors at Baskin Robbins or something.
The Alabama Hot Pocket. You never heard of that? What else?
Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah.
I've heard of that
one. Yeah, that's one.
But that's it. That's
the
all
only
I've heard.
One you've ever heard of?
You just listed like 12.
I did research.
You did research? Yeah.
In depth, I'm sure.
Way back in the day when I had a podcast for 5 weeks and then I got tired of doing it because no one listened. This was one of my topics. And then I made one up because it all, did we talk about the Kansas City Pocket Watch on this show?
I think we have.
I think it was Sunday. Recall.
Yeah. So what happened was I did a show one night. I'm watching TV late at night and I see a thing for the Kansas City Pocket Watch. And I was like, that sounds like a sex move. And then John Westling and I basically figured out if it was a sex move, what would it be? And I'm not going to say it on air because I don't know of a clean way to say it. But then that made me go and look at all the different things that people have come up with to call sex moves. So yeah, there's the magician, there's the Tony Danza. There's a whole website of all these. Like, I don't know what it is. I'll try to find it at the break and then I'll give you guys the website after the break and I'll tweet it out. I'm gonna find it. You guys, some of it is humorous to read. It's obviously not true. But yeah, some of them are pretty funny. I wish I could say what the Kansas City Pocket Watch was.
I don't know what is more amazing.
Good. You're being good, Joel.
Man.
You're being very good.
But you rattled those off quite quickly.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay. All right. We'll be back with much more from many different areas of the globe and interests in social media and otherwise. Dr. Laminack will be back to answer your questions on sexual positions and or the names that go with them. And Nick and I will be along for the ride to try and figure it out. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, Joel, till 4, till we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jong, and the Blitz. That was an entertaining commercial break.
Yeah.
Needless to say, we were informed, Nicholas.
Yeah. Educated.
You were entertained. You were rolling quite hard on a lot of those.
You laughed way too hard at some of those.
There were a lot of them were violent, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know why so many
funny?
Of them.
Huh? Was that why it was funny?
Kind of. I don't know. I know that's bad to say, but it kind of was.
Some of them are violent, and a lot of them involve poop, and I don't know why that has to be. One thing I don't need with my sexing is poop. I don't need that involved. I don't know who's coming up with these moves.
Wait till you find out what the Winnie the Poop is.
That sounds like a move, right? Oh, that's hilarious. I think I'll make that up at the break and tell you guys.
The
I have
Winnie
in my
the Poop.
Head what the Winnie the Poop is.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's nice how we bring it all together some days.
I'm telling you. And someone, who was it that tweeted us that website? So I couldn't find the website that I used.
Did you? Ben.
Ben Herbst, tweeted. Right?
Yeah. Did you check out the link or no?
Ben Herbst tweeted us turdwords.com. And yeah, there's a lot. Now, another one for the magician is the Houdini. That's also what it's called. But yeah, mm-hmm. Boy, these are
just some of the ones that you mentioned in the previous segment are like, wow.
That's the ones I remember, and then the one I made up, obviously. But yeah. All right.
Wait till you find the Russell Westbrook.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm not. Nickel hit the button. I can't.
That's where you dress up and make it look weird.
It's possible. And you always got it. Never mind. See, Nick, I'm not. Now you got me gun shy that I can't even say it.
It plays hard for 48 minutes, but misses the shot at the end. I don't know. What is the Westbrook? I don't know. Look, Nick wants to dump me. I didn't say those were all basketball terms.
You got to be a constant ball hog.
Those were all basketball terms, Nick.
I'm with.
Don't you dump me, sir?
I haven't dumped you. Not today.
I know.
Yesterday.
Yeah, you dumped me Sunday.
15 shots in a quarter.
15 shots in a quarter.
What is that? I don't know what that means. 15 shots in a quarter.
Yeah. I mean, you could be at the hotel with a quarter just to make the bed move, but also, you know, You just got to take 15 shots in a quarter.
Yeah. Okay. This is weird.
Don't even get the Harden going because there's just way too many there.
Although the beard would be pretty easy to, you just don't shave, right? The beard.
Nick is like, I'm not responding. I'm not saying a word.
I guess the beard would be kind of like the Abe Lincoln that I described to y'all off the air. Right? Yeah,
and the strawberry shortcake is so wrong.
That one's terrible.
So wrong, and you keep laughing.
But I know.
But where'd they come up with that? I've never heard of that, ever.
I'm telling you, they all involve violence or poo, and I don't understand that.
That's what someone that has too thing. Much time in their hands.
Yeah, and then when I was looking for the general moves that everyone had came up with, I let me choose my words wisely.
Yeah, please.
I almost said I came across this website. Let's just say I found this website.
And again, I see what you did there.
10 grossest sex acts as described by Urban Dictionary, and they all involve poo, except one called the cold lunch. The cold lunch is it's basically you force yourself to throw up in the person's mouth.
Oh.
Good Lord. That's so gross.
That's
really
disgusting. But that's like using the same trimmer on your head as you do your private parts.
There's one guy out there that's probably a turn on for. I guarantee you. There's some weirdo like Trey. There's like probably like Trey or somebody would be like.
That's just wrong in itself to bring Trey into that.
I would just, but who, like, I don't know. Either that or it's
Trey
just.
Trey says he's asexual, which means you don't like either or, right? Like,
maybe. Honey, I'm home. Come on. That's a turn on for someone?
Oh, God. Just, and it would be so bad if that someone did that to me, because if I see someone vomit, then I start vomiting, and it would just be this just
vomit festival.
Yes. Oh God.
Because I feel gross even if none of it got on me, but if someone next to me just started throwing up, I would feel.
I'm getting sick right now. I don't know. Can we change the subject? This is a horrible. We've had such a great show. We just down in the. Oh gosh. I'm trying to figure out what we
want
to talk
about. Where are you going from here, Chief?
You want to talk Jabril Peppers?
Sure.
Let's talk some Jabril Peppers.
All right.
Did you see that they said that he tested positive for a diluted sample at the combine, which basically means he drank a ton of water. He said he drank 8 to 10 bottles of water because he was cramping and he had food poisoning or whatever. And he said that, you know, he said there was a reason for the diluted sample. Source told ESPN Schefter the Pepper that Peppers, who has a history of cramping, was ill after mm-hmm. flying to Indianapolis from San Diego. So he drank 8 to 10 bottles of water as he was the first athlete to run for both the linebackers and defensive backs. So first, I ask you, you buying that or no?
I know guys that have played college athletics that have a severe history of cramping, and it's no joke. But come on, man. I mean, everybody knows there's ways around everything, but
yeah.
you have to be, when you're with an agent and you're projected to be a first-round pick, there's definitely someone around that's saying what to do, what not to do, what you can do, and what you can't do.
The other part of this, there's another story that talks about NFL. It's a report from Larry Brown Sports. Report: NFL teams bothered by Jabril Peppers skipping the bowl game. Which, if you recall, he had a hamstring issue, and they even showed him prior to the game. And it says, it basically says, some coaches have openly said that they disagree with the star player skipping the bowl game.
But he was hurt. It's not like McCaffrey who said, I'm out. I'm just not doing it. I'm getting ready for the draft.
Yeah, I know. The article, let's see where to say, while photos appear to show Peppers was dealing with a legitimate hamstring issue prior to the game, some folks at the pro level apparently feel he showed a lack of commitment to his team. I mean, this isn't Fournette who chose not to play, right?
Right.
It's not, did McCaffrey?
McCaffrey did the same thing. He didn't play for Stanford, but both those guys are going to be top 10, 12 picks the way it looks right now.
And this guy wanted to play. He dressed up, but he had the hamstring issue and he didn't play. Now, you know, there were a few people that were like, well, I wonder if he was just putting on a show to make it look that way. I don't know, but you got to take it for what it is. I think this is, in the case of the hamstring, I think that's much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
The water thing, I could see that. You kind of have to, take his word for it, I guess.
I mean, at that point, it sounds like pretty legit, right? Like, first of all, you would think it was Gatorade.
Yeah.
Because Gatorade is how you're supposed to get rid of cramps. But at the same time, if it sounds legit enough, right? It's not like...
I don't know. I think they should leave him. I don't think it's going to affect him too much. He'll probably go, what do you think, third round?
I think late second to third round, probably.
I think it'll be somewhere between 45 and 55.
And there's another guy that was rumored early on to be a first-round pick.
Yeah. I think the problem is you don't know where to play him and where he's good enough to play. He played well everywhere, but he doesn't play great anywhere.
He's just like a tweener in the NBA.
Yeah. He doesn't play great anywhere, so what do you do with him? That's part of the problem to me more than
a lot of people say sample. His number one position in the NFL, at least early on, is going to be as a punt and kick returner.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see him going 45 to 55, somewhere in there. Someone asked about the Titans draft, and do we think that they'll trade that pick? I mean, I don't know if they have. I mean, they need
receivers, right?
They need receivers. They need a cornerback. They could use an edge rusher as well. I don't know if I'm them, if I trade that. I mean, if you can get some value for it, sure. But I don't know if I would trade that. I mean, you have to be careful. You don't just go trading picks willy-nilly because you start to lose a little bit when you do that.
Is that another one of the acts?
Willy-nilly?
The willy-nilly?
No, not the willy-nilly. But they got that pick from Los Angeles. It's the fifth pick in the draft. Do they have another first?
No, I can see them trading down if they could get multiples where they could add more picks to get more players because they're definitely – they've improved quite a bit, but they still have plenty of needs.
You remember that ridiculous article where it said how the Browns could trade a bunch of picks and get the first and second pick in the draft? Yeah, I don't think that they would even do that for five. I mean, at 1 and 12 is pretty stout. You don't need to give up the extra assets for those two picks.
Yep.
But the Titans do have the 18th pick in the draft as well. I'm kind of the same. I mean, if you could get two first round picks in this kind of draft, why not?
Right, because it's not the sexy position. If you can fill a couple of needs by trading down, absolutely.
But they have, I have to go look at, I forget who they signed in free agency, but they've signed some guys. Let's see. Well, we'll do it after the break. I'll look at the break and, because they've signed a couple of guys, including one of ours, right? One of our fellow Houstonians. Let me look. I'll check it out. I'll get down to it.
Yeah, who did Tennessee sign?
I'll check.
All right. We'll be back. One segment to go before we turn it over to the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry, as we take it up till 4, till we turn it over to Fred A.J. Jung in the Blitz. So during the break, we found out that the Colts have not yet taken a Texans play. I mean, the Titans have not.
Yeah, I guess I was confusing the John Simon to the Colts signing. Right. But yeah, they've signed Logan Ryan, John Cyprian, Sylvester Williams, Carl Klug, Brendan Trawick, Phillip Supernaw, Eric Weems, Nate Palmer, Tim Lelito, DeMontre Hurst.
So we got enough time here. Why don't you recap all the players that the Texans have signed in free agency?
Yeah. Done.
Okay.
Yeah. So they did sign a couple of cornerbacks, because that was a need for the Titans. But I'm still, dude, if I'm getting, what is it, 12 and 18? Not 12, 5 and 18. I'm sticking with that.
Those are good numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, you should get, especially with what you need, and it's not like the sexy position, so to speak, except for a receiver. There's plenty of receivers in this draft.
Yeah.
You should be just fine.
Yeah, I would stick with that. I'm not trading out of that. I like it. What else? There was, I wanted to talk about something. So the Subway worker, you know me.
Yes.
I eat at Subway.
Oh, not like the mechanical Subway, but the sandwich.
Yeah. Thing. The Subway worker spilled the behind-the-scenes secrets, including what to avoid and how to get free food.
I saw that.
So these are the things. How to get the free food. Let's start with the important stuff. According to the employee, there are two ways to get it. One, look really distressed and disgusted at how they're making your sandwich. Order something and take it to your seat. Open it, walk back, and say, you made this wrong. 9 times out of 10, they'll just give you a free courtesy sandwich. The other one is to make friends with the sandwich artist, which I think is hilarious that we call them sandwich artists. But make friends with the sandwich artist, and then when you get up, they'll be like, oh, I left my wallet. And then they might give you the sandwich for free. What you, the consumer, really, really doesn't want to know, this says that one, on their food containers, that by state law, they have to say what day and what time and who prepped it and all that. And sometimes I'll just change those stickers out, even if it's expired or past the date that it should have been thrown out.
Outstanding.
Yeah, they said, let me sum it up for you. The deli paper your sandwich is made on should be considered a health biohazard. That white paper that they, because that board, they never clean those boards. So that paper is dirty.
Oh, that's nasty. So I didn't think of that.
If they put that on the paper, you should ask them to take the paper off and put it directly in the wrapper, the sandwich.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, and then they said avoid the what to ask and what you should avoid. Early mornings, ask if the meatballs are fresh. Trust me, meatballs are annoying to prep, so they don't make them fresh all the time. Otherwise, be careful of the roast beef, because that tends to go bad quick.
Yeah. Never eating us that place again.
And then you find
out. How'd you feel about that, since you frequent often?
I don't, whatever. I still eat there.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're kind of the germaphobe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. He said his Subway recommendation, foot-long spicy Italian on the Italian urban cheese with double meat, onions, and bell peppers, then toasted. That's what he recommends.
You're just going to enjoy every time you walk in now going, how fresh are your meatballs?
I will ask. I don't, although I can honestly say I've never had a meatball sub. Not there or anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. I just now, or just recently, started having pepperoni. Oh, that's so good. I made John get one of those, the berry special. You just like, it's like, if you get a foot long, it's like 10 things of pepperoni, four pieces of bacon, some shredded cheese and toasted. Oh, it's like a pizza. Oh, so good. A little Parmesan cheese, some lettuce, put some ranch on it. Oh, boy.
Fatberry.
Yeah. I told John, when I get down to 175, I'm going to have one of those.
Man.
I can't wait.
So essentially you could just say that you're a fan of the fine arts if you just eat at Subway.
Subway artist.
Because your sandwich is made by an artiste.
Yeah, the sandwich artist.
And if you double up and go to Starbucks and have your coffee served by a barista.
It might be the most ridiculous thing is to call someone that makes sandwiches a sandwich artist. I'm not belittling
what
they
do. But
what
about a guy, someone that makes coffee being called a barista?
I don't even know what that means, like, other than I just figure that's a guy.
Just means
like calling
it makes the coffee, right?
Yeah, but I mean, to me, that's like saying bartender, though. Barista, bartender. But I don't call him a coffee artist or a mixed drink artist. Like, I just that just seems, and I'm not belittling what they do. I'm just saying that seems dumb to call them a sandwich artist because it looks nothing like the pictures.
But their brushstrokes.
Nothing.
But their brushstrokes are that of a professional.
No. No. The way they tear your bread open, not pretty. Not a pretty way
Have
to make this
We just digressed
up.
Back to... Oh.
What?
Nothing. The way you tear the bread open. Now you can create another one called the Subway Artist.
No. No.
No?
I'm leaving you. I'm leaving you on your own there.
You're leaving me again.
I'm leaving you on your own there.
Uh-huh.
God, there's people. People are texting in. Oh, they want me. They want us to come up with one for the Dream Shake. No. I'm not doing that.
Wow.
I'm not doing that.
While you were sleeping.
Yeah.
This just in.
That's not even right.
But it was.
Somebody texted in and said, Barry, have you heard of the Lammy? It's when you get with a girl with a big ass and you don't know what to do with it. Look, just because I said there was too much ass, let's don't get crazy. All right. I want to move on from this topic. I don't want to talk about this topic anymore.
I was going to play the music, but
no!
I kind of like you struggling. So
no, it's very weird. It's very weird. I was on Sandwich Artist. Joel was the one.
Me?
Joel was the one that brought this.
This is the overriding theme to the show. When things go wrong, blame Joel.
Well, you're the one that got us in the gutter this time. Look, I get us plenty of times, but you did. So, and you guys wanted me to pick the theme for tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday?
Yeah, we need something.
It should be,
should we do sprockets, like, pedals, and chains? I don't know.
I
don't want to do country.
I know inside jokes don't translate well on the radio, but that was pretty funny.
Thank you. What are we going to do? We've done one-hit wonders of the 80s.
Yeah.
We've done our overalls quite a bit. I mean, just overall throwbacks. But what other themes can we? You want to go? How you want to go back farther? Go 70s, or do you want to go 90s? You want to do
best songs to play while having sex?
Ooh, jammy jams.
Oh, that's a good name for it. By the way,
we could do jammy jams
on Way Back Wednesday,
but it would be all slow songs.
Yeah.
Although I do like to have sex to Hump. There it is.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Two Live Crew.
No, I not to be confused with Hoot. There it is. Hope there it is. There's a big difference between the two.
Depends on the size of the ass,
I guess.
All right, we'll figure it out, and amongst ourselves, we'll talk amongst ourselves and figure out the topic. But you will be informed about it, I'm sure, either prior to or during the show. But tomorrow's another Way Back Wednesday. It's Hump Day, and that is not a joke. And in the process, we will bring more action to you, including we'll wrap up what happened tonight at the Big Sequoia. And what happened out in Cleveland, the mistake by the lake, where the Stros are about to partake in a series, three-game series with the Indians. Dallas Keuchel on the hill tonight. So plenty to talk about, and we get one day closer to the NFL draft. So until then, it's Fred, it's AJ, it's John, it's the Blitz. For the usual suspects, Nick, Barry, and Joel, we'll talk to you again tomorrow, 1 to 4, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.